And let's talk about the Avengers Infinity War trailer. And Mike.
Yo.
How did you feel about that trailer? Well, he's already clapping.
That says it all, damn it. I'm hyped. I'm impressed with that damn trailer. Because Marvel did exactly what they're supposed to do with all the hype and build up that it's been to get to this damn trailer. After the Comic-Con footage leaked, they could have put out a half-ass trailer that would have had everybody else going, well, what was the big deal? And no. They gave you exactly what you're supposed to get. Gave you every little tidbit that should have been in that trailer. We got Thanos. We got Gauntlet. We got Infinity Stones. We got Hulkbuster. Got Cap. Got Wakanda. Got Winter Soldier. Got the Guardians. Got Thor. That shit was damn near perfect. Get ready. May 4th. If you're not in there, something's wrong with you. If you're not there May 4th, in fact, if you're not there May 3rd, that Thursday night when that shit premieres at 8 or whenever it is, something's wrong with you. It's not a decision-making process.
You get stomped. Everything needs to happen to you. Something's
wrong. Absolutely. You saw how Thanos slammed Spider-Man? That's how your ass should be in the movie theater. Choke slam if you don't buy no tickets. Undertaker. DC, take notes. A trailer just literally whooped your damn movie's ass. Yeah, I said it. Batman vs. Superman ain't got shit on this trailer.
You mean Justice League?
No, Justice League get a couple little points because I'll actually watch that again. Batman vs. Superman, nah, ain't better than this trailer.
Okay. James.
No, I don't know how to follow that shit up, man. Shit.
James is speechless.
God, we even got Spidey sense. How do I leave that out?
See?
Did you see this shit?
Yeah.
We got the gauntlet. Marvel just knows what to do.
So I don't even know what to say. I mean, shit.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
God, they even showed Vision ass on the ground. We already know what's coming. Getting served. The stones in the head. We know what the deal is. They ain't playing no games.
Come on, man.
We
serious.
On. Did you see the army coming for Black Panther? What did he say? Say, get him out and give that man a shield.
Give him a shield.
Well, trying to tell you. May 4th. Sorry, Jay.
I understand you're excited.
Sorry, Jay.
James is so speechless.
Beast game.
I can't follow up behind that shit.
If you're not there, you need to be slapped.
Yeah, the movie looks great. Looks really good. And the sad thing about it, the steam from Justice League is totally gone right now. That was just a nail in the coffin for Justice League.
The stitch is gone.
Just destroyed a movie.
Joss Whedon, you've been put on notice, son.
I'm excited, but trying to keep myself even keel because I don't want to think about it because now I'm going to go crazy. I want to see it right now. I want to see Black Panther right now. So I think the movie's going to be amazing. So I'm just eager to see how everyone plays a role.
So you saw the trailer, Matt. Yes. What did you think of the trailer?
I love the trailer. The last number I heard, which has probably changed right now, is the 68-69 characters that were supposed to be in it. Where are they? Now, mind you, this trailer is only how many minutes long? They probably can't show all of them.
I don't think they will.
What, in the trailers or just period?
In the trailers. They don't try to keep some secrets.
The trailer, I'm thoroughly excited for it, and it conveys the grimness of the way the comic book was. I actually have the Infinity Comics at home. It's still wrapped up and everything. I mean, it was such a grim storyline, and I think it was one of the storylines that people actually followed and cared about. It conveyed the message well, and I'm very interested on what the second trailer will show, which we probably won't get for another, like, 3-4 months anyway.
Keith.
See, I want to be the voice of dissension and, like, troll this shit, but I can't, so I'm just going to say, yes, it was an epic trailer. I liked how they did the throwback to what was Nick Fury talking about the Avengers and everything. It kind of like it felt like it was just another continuation.
Is he going to be in this?
I don't know, but it's like, you know, it's going to be more than a spectacle because they've already done it with Avengers. They already did it with Avengers Age of Ultron and Captain America Civil War. You just have a ton of characters on there and you're not overwhelmed by stuff. Not only that, they did the smart thing. We know the characters. We know the story. We know everything about their backstory. We know their power.
They built it up, man.
We know their motivations. Now we're at this point where it's all coming together, and that's it. It's time for a movie. It's time to unleash this stuff. So I'm expecting this thing to be like 2 hours and 30 minutes long, 3 hours. I don't care. I'm expecting somebody to drop, Vision being human, and I'm kind of like, what the heck's going on with that? But I want to say it's coming together, but it's already been together. I'm all for this. I'm all in. That works more for this movie than it did for Justice League. So, and Thanos, like, I'm pumped for that. He looked pretty badass.
Well, I will be the voice of dissension. I didn't like Josh Brolin's voice, but I like the trailer in general.
How the heck? It's the same voice he had before.
For some reason, I could have sworn it was deeper.
He just sounds like regular dude. And in
Guardians, the voice was a tad bit deeper.
That's why
it seemed like it had a filter on it, but this one is just Josh Brolin speaking. So I hope it's just
they may make some
dialogue
changes.
That would be replaced or, again, ran through another filter. But I liked the trailer. It was great. Reminded me of how bad Justice League was. That someone has a cohesive vision for how the Marvel Universe should be set.
And they stuck to it, man.
And on the DC side, you have all this ping pong back and forth stuff that, well, will Superman face be CG'd or not? Who will be playing Batman?
Yeah, there's so much drama behind the DC movies right now.
And it just doesn't make sense for DC not to have gotten this right after 3-4 movies. And it's really sad. That's
me. I mean, it's sad for some effect. To be honest with you, as a comic book fan, as an overall geek, you want to see both do well. I think if you're an overall geek, you love both.
The Batman movies, the Batman Begins series of movies, that the last one is not a good movie.
What, The Dark Knight Returns?
Yeah.
I mean, I actually thought it was decent. It ain't better than The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Well, Batman Begins, but...
Yeah, I agree with that.
I don't think it is as good of a movie as it was when I saw it. So let me clarify my statement. It is hot garbage. But anyway. But again, it's sad that you have those movies that existed before this urge to follow in Marvel's footsteps. Because aside from The Dark Knight, which came out around the time, you had the Green Lantern movie, which was terrible.
Yeah. That's just about career killer.
I mean, like, the movie was so bad, Ryan Reynolds had to make a reference to it in Deadpool.
And then you got Suicide Squad. Man of Steel gets a pass. Batman v Superman, aside from the Ultimate Edition or whatever they left out edition, sucks. Batman v Superman, problems. Wonder Woman gets a pass. Suicide Squad, no pass.
Suicide Squad had potential to be a lot better than what it was, man.
Well, you had the Joker. And you do nothing with that.
Now the Justice League's come out. David Ayer came out and made comments about how he regrets not focusing Suicide Squad on the Joker and should have been the main villain and antagonist. And he didn't do that. And he looks back on it now. And also, it's like, stop making the excuses for your shitty movies.
I fucked up. Shit.
Or say what it really is, that Warner Brothers executives are making very poor decisions.
They said Will Smith needed to be the focus of the movie. You know that. You know that. They paid him a lot of money. He was like, he needs not to have the mask on.
Hey, yo, did y'all hear that he getting his own Deadshot movie?
I will not see that.
No, I didn't hear that.
I didn't hear anything about that.
Yeah, man.
Why? What is the purpose of that? He does not need a movie. Hancock 2.
What? Shit, hey, you got Bad Boys coming. Would you watch that, Barry?
That ain't happening.
Really?
Yeah, Martin Lawrence, I said, that got put on the back burner again because Will's schedule.
What is he doing? Nothing. Anyway.
Other movies.
Like what?
I don't know.
But getting back to the Infinity War trailer. A lot of good things happen. I think Keith mentioned about the Vision getting this Infinity Gem ripped out of the skull, which was just like, all right, Thanos just... put it in his gauntlet,
and
just kept walking.
I can explain.
Oh, and actually, he didn't put that one in his gauntlet because me and my wife just had an argument about this. Well, a debate back and forth.
The Tesseract.
Yeah, he had the Tesseract, and he had the from Guardians of the Galaxy. So we still hadn't seen Vision Stone in there.
Well, you know it's going to happen, or it's going to be a very good attempt of happening.
Right.
The reason why I believe the Vision looked human is because of Scarlet Witch. They kept true to her power. She could warp reality around her. Maybe she...
Well, I would assume that at some point he has to make a choice and he chooses to look like Paul Bettany.
Basically looking like himself.
So, any other thoughts about the trailer? Closing thoughts?
May 4th. Be there.
Be square.
I'm down with it. Definitely all in for that. I keep saying that.
I'm going to say, come get some. But yeah, I saw that trailer and instantly became excited about the possibilities that this movie can provide.
I shared the trailer all over the place after it premiered.
Mike texted me at 7:50 in the morning about this trailer.
I told you, because the second they announced it on TV that it was coming, I was like, damn it. I'm sitting down here. I had soundbar on. I was ready to watch. But when I shared it with everybody, and including on Facebook, people that I know for a fact are novice fans. I'm talking about have really no knowledge of comic book movies. Were just as hyped as me, who grew up reading this stuff. That lets you know how good this damn trailer was. Because they could have easily looked at him like, yeah, whatever, this is comic book crap. People that know nothing about it were like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to be there. That's what a trailer's supposed to do. $1 billion to make these two. I guarantee Marvel makes the billion back off just one.
Is the next Avengers in 2019 or?
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Like May 2018
or the first one? 6 months.
Nope. May 2019.
Didn't they do it like The Matrix? How The Matrix shot both movies at the same time but just released one later?
Yeah. The only two movies, if I'm not mistaken, between are Ant-Man and Wasp and then Captain Marvel.
So they are slowing it down a little bit.
So yeah. Can't wait.
All right, that's the Peace Game Podcast.